The Normal Town Council has approved a development agreement offering the Fiala brothers a share of sales and food and beverage taxes to put up a two-story brew pub next to their existing restaurant, DP Dough, on Beaufort Street in Uptown Normal. The council also heard from a consultant whose analysis suggests a tax increment financing district in Uptown has been a good value for taxpayers, leveraging $90 million in local public investment into $206 million in private and grant dollars from outside the community. The consultant also said the impact to schools and taxpayers has been minimal. WGLT talked with Mayor Chris Koos of Normal after the council meeting about those issues and others, and about the dense, eye-glazing report full of figures showing economic incentives have worked to boost property values far beyond the rate of growth in Uptown than in the rest of the community.
I think it's important that we put all the numbers out there, that people can see what was generated out of the TIF. But I think, as was asked for tonight at council, I think that's very important, is that we need a summary of that. We need a digestible overview of what that all that information presented today could be handed to the general public.
So we heard from Mr. Weber the investment leveraged by the public sector is a 2-to-1 private to public advantage. Is that enough? Is that a good enough value for taxpayers to have embarked on this 20 years ago plus?
It's a long-term investment, and that's what it is. That's the important thing. And 2-to-1's a very, very good number. For every dollar we spend, we get $2 of private investment. That's an incredible number.
Mr. Weber came up with the figure that the average cost to the owner of the median home, a $165,000 home, would be about $60 a year from this particular TIF in today's dollars. Is that something that everybody in the community should be willing to pay for a concentrated uptown district?
I think it's important in terms of the long-term investment in the town. You know, we talked about TIF and the private dollars that were spent in capital improvements in the TIF, but we didn't talk about quality of life issues. We didn't talk about sales tax and food and beverage taxes that are generated. We heard tonight earlier from Illinois State University how important the Uptown was to their recruitment and the success of their university. So you have to take a look at a total economic impact and not just that. So to me, the answer would be yes, it is worth that.
Should the town have gone in a different direction and plunked down that marker in a different district? Why is Uptown the place to merit even an Uptown 2.0?
I think it's a national trend. You're seeing it throughout the country that people are leaving shopping malls. They're failing across the country. That shopping model doesn't function well anymore. And people want to be in central business districts. That's the market driving that decision.
Well, that wasn't even known back when this began.
Oh, it was known. I mean, it's not. We weren't plowing new ground in 2000. I mean, there were communities that had been doing this prior to us. Being out there in the market and seeing that happen in other communities kind of helped drive our decision to do it.
One of the comparators back when this began in 97 to 2003 was the village of Naperville. He said, we would like to be like Naperville. We want a vibrant, upscale retail restaurant district. Is that comparison still merited?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Naperville is a very much a different animal. It's a much wealthier community, so it drives boutique-y and high-end stores. We don't have that here in Normal. We have a different mix. But I think the comparable overall is very valuable.
The parking decks, that was something that came out in Mr. Weber's presentation about the amount that the town had to put into this district was higher than perhaps
other places might have been because of the need for structured parking. Is that something that should be second-guessed or affirmed here?
Well, I think affirmed. You know, we had a citizens group and stakeholder group early on who worked in tandem with the town while we were making these decisions on what Uptown should be. They were merchants, they were ex-elected officials, they were ex-council members, and parking was a very, very big concern, that we have enough parking to support all this growth. I think we will see an equalization in the amount of parking to support the amount of business that's going to happen once we get Trailside East and Trailside West developed. I think we'll have a pretty good match.
Trailside West came up a couple of different times in the meeting. Do we know anything more about what that project might look like and when it will be coming public?
There is a development interest in that parcel. There's a couple of different developers, but their plans are, I would say, on hold, as well as the town having it on hold, because we've got one big project to undertake. I think Trailside East will have a big influence on Trailside West, but there are people that are out there looking at it. And it, you know, in a development world, Charlie, you can't throw all the cards on the table and say, here's what developer A is going to do, until it comes time for us to make a redevelopment agreement with them.
What does the master plan call for in that location?
It calls for a project similar to Trailside East. Although that may change a little bit, you know, we made the initial assumptions on a mixed-use building being retail, office, and residential. Some of our first buildings were mostly residential. Trailside East is mostly office. The world of retail is changing radically, as you heard in other references tonight. So is retail the best use for the ground floor of every mixed-use building? Well, the current thinking is not necessarily.
Well, you don't want concrete canyons, though, where it's just a wall. If it's not going to be retail, what will it be and still be fitting with the overall ambience of Uptown?
Yeah, it can't be a dead space. It can't be that. So it would have to have glass. It would have to have activity that added to the street activity. What exactly that would be, you know, the devil's in the details in the project.
Is Trail West going to take precedence over Uptown South, or how do you stack that?
Uptown South, you're referring to 2.0.
Yes.
Yeah. 2.0 is probably still pretty far out there in terms of a development. I think the intention of 2.0 would be to have more residential and less commercial, although, you know, if the office demand is there, we'll certainly look at it in that regard. And it also, I think the intention of the council was that the residential would be more affordable than the Class A space that it currently exists around the circle.
With an increasing call for resources devoted to pensions, can the town continue to afford putting down markers on this district that helps preserve the viability of ISU, but may not be perceived as helping the rest of the town?
I think I understand your question, but I will say that Uptown 2 will probably develop more slowly as a result of that, as we see what our pension obligations are going to be. Obviously, any dollars that would go to that have to be balanced in a total budget, and certainly pension costs are going to be a part of that decision making.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal. Also, at the council meeting, the members approved a development agreement right next to DP Doe that will create a brew pub in the old Bill's Key and Lock Shop, a rooftop dining experience, an elevator, and a two-story structure. There was some opposition by a couple of council members who say that this is not going to create a new piece of pie. It's going to redistribute the pie that already exists. Is that true, first? And second, even if it is the project justified?
Well, I think there's a mix of both in it, Charlie. To say that all it does is take from somewhere else, I don't find that to be true. The fact that it will, yes. You know, I've had this experience in my business life where I've had a competitor come into the town, and I've seen my sales drop maybe 10-15%, but in 3 to 4 years it's back. So there's a maturation that goes along with that. The market makes those decisions. The fact that we're doing things that bring more people into the community, that we have all these hotels with conferences going on, these are new dollars in the community. When parents come in for ISU to pick up their kids for parents' weekend for homecoming, those are new dollars in the community.
The but-for argument, if this food and beverage tax agreement rebate doesn't happen for Ryan Fiala and the DP Doe crew, does the two-story brew pub get built, or does it become a one-story something?
I think given their financial situation and their projections, it would probably be a one-story project and probably not as exciting, because I think that rooftop's going to have a lot of appeal for people. The whole idea behind our incentives has always been, we're not incenting you to just build a project. We will incent you to build a better project. Higher finishes at the street level, more activity like a second story garden area, things like that. That's what we're incenting. We're not incenting the basic building. If somebody comes in and said, here's my cookie cutter building and I own this property, I need an incentive to do that, we're not going to give them one. Classic example is the extended stay hotel that's trying to be built at Constitution Place. There's nothing exciting about it. The market doesn't want it necessarily at this point. That could change. And we didn't see any value in incenting that project.
With at least two council members now having clear philosophical differences on development issues, how will you continue to try to tell the story of Uptown in hopes of convincing the public that the direction is proper?
Well, I think there are two sides of that. Let's just say, you know, I don't question them or fault them for the questions that they have, and I don't fault them for their philosophy. Make that statement. What I will fault them for is if they choose to fight it continually against the will of the majority of the council and from what the community wants, then they're not doing their job. I haven't seen that yet. I'm not saying that they're doing that. They're asking questions. They're new to their positions. They're trying to understand things better. They're very clearly against incentives to private businesses. And they have their constituent base in the community that agrees with that. There's another constituent base in the community that agrees with what happened with Uptown.
Mayor Coos, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us the day after most council meeting. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's only locally owned and operated broadcast media outlet. I'm Charlie Schlenker.